Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Border nears breaking point.
This facility at over 700% capacity.
Beyonce's night at the Grammys.
I can't believe this happened. It's such a magical night.
Drew Brees hands off to his kids.
Our dad is finally going to retire.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Biden administration's turning to FEMA to help manage and care for a record number of unaccompanied children who've crossed into the U.S. from Mexico. CBS News has learned 4,200 kids are now being held, most longer than they legally should be. Correspondent Camilo Montoya Galvez has seen the conditions at a border facility in Donna, Texas.
The children reported having to sleep on the floor, taking turns to accommodate the space they had, only showering once in as many as 7 days, being hungry.
On CNN, Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar points a finger of blame at the previous administration.
What we are seeing today is the consequence of 4 years of dismantling every system in place to address this with humanity and compassion.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott sees it this way.
It's the Biden open border policies that are inviting even more illegal immigration.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's too soon to be lifting mask mandates, as Texas has done, but it won't be long before some pandemic rules can be eased. He tells CNN officials are considering cutting social distancing from 6 feet apart to 3 feet.
We will gradually be able to pull them back. And if things go as we planned, by the time we get into the early summer, we really will have a considerable degree of normality.
More than 69 million Americans have been vaccinated so far. That's about 27% of the adult population. CBS's David Begnaud went to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where black residents are behind on vaccinations.
Carla Brown is a registered nurse on a crusade, going door to door across North Baton Rouge to register people for the coronavirus vaccine.
I want you to sign here.
And Carla will tell you even harder than signing people up is finding shots for them. There are only 4 permanent vaccination sites here in North Baton Rouge, and Mayor President Sharon Weston Broom is trying to change that.
Clinics and hospitals, many of them are in the southern quarter of the parish where many of our white constituents live.
The vaccine is needed at places like Bordelon Super Save Pharmacy. It had not yet requested vaccines from the state to start giving to people. So we went there with Nurse Brown to speak with the owner, Paul Bordelon.
We just need somebody to supply us with the vaccine.
What does that make you want to do?
I've done a total 180.
Overseas in Myanmar, the ruling military leaders have declared martial law. Security forces killed at least 38 protesters. Back here at home, it was music's big night on CBS. Correspondent Steve Futterman says women dominated the Grammys.
Even though the show was different, the ending was the same as 2020.
Billie Eilish.
For just the third time in Grammy history, there was a repeat winner for Record of the Year. There were other familiar winners.
Folklore, Taylor Swift.
She won Album of the Year.
I want to thank all of my collaborators.
The artist Her won Song of the Year for her moving George Floyd-inspired song, I Can't Breathe.
That fight that we had in us the summer of 2020, keep that same energy.
Best New Artist went to Megan Thee Stallion. Beyonce won 3 Grammys, and number 3 was historic.
Breaking the all-time record for the most Grammy wins ever by any female artist.
In the jazz categories.
And the Grammy goes to Chick Corea.
Jazz legend Chick Corea, who died last month, won a pair of Grammys. His wife accepted them remotely on his behalf.
He took nominations very seriously, never took them for granted.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The National Weather Service calls it historic and crippling. A major winter storm that dumped heavy snow in Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska. Andrea Fischeld and her husband are from Florida. They got stuck trying to get to the Denver airport.
This is something we've never experienced. And my husband also lived in Chicago, and he said he's never experienced something like this.
KCNC-TV reporter Rick Salinger says there are road closures and power outages.
Even with remote learning possible, many school districts have decided to go with a traditional snow day, while all state government offices are shut down, and it will be a while for air traffic schedules to be restored.
One spot in the Wyoming mountains reports 52 inches of snow. Women have been hard hit with job losses in the pandemic, and many have had to choose between work and caring for and teaching their children. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Being pregnant during a global pandemic was challenging for Jen Torres, but getting back to her teaching job and finding her hours cut to less than half was even more stressful.
I feel if I was in person, there would have been a conversation that included for me to continue on exactly where I left off.
She says with distance learning, things got lost in translation, so she had to ask for the right to get her job back.
Had to call HR, and it became an issue and finally was resolved.
She says they needed the income, but she struggled with sending that letter. A recent female lead study found COVID is forcing women to give up their jobs. Women make more sacrifices than men, seeing themselves as the safety net of the family.
Sometimes women have a hard time saying, I need some support. Am I entitled to ask?
Confidence coach Nada Lena trains women to be entitled to more.
And it's really about corporations coming together to say, let's meet you where you are so that we can help support the confidence challenge that's happening amongst women.
42-year-old NFL quarterback Drew Brees let his kids do the play calling yesterday.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad
is finally gonna retire
so we can spend more time with us.
Yeah! Brees leaves the game with a Super Bowl title and with the most completions and yards passing. The big reveal on CBS Sports, March Madness.
The overall number one seed is Gonzaga.
The NCAA basketball tournament field is set. All 68 teams will play in Indiana. Michigan, Illinois, and Baylor are the other top regional seeds. The return of daylight saving time is a sure sign of spring and more time outside in the sun.
The scientific evidence is there. The sun has a way of lifting our spirits.
And it resets your body's circadian rhythm. Sunrise in the morning helps jumpstart all of the processes that normally occur throughout the day.
Dr. Michael Howell, neurologist at mHealth, says sunlight also releases serotonin in the brain.
Serotonin is a critically important neurotransmitter, very important for mood.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The average price of regular gasoline jumped 25 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks to $2.89. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's due to higher crude oil costs and the lingering effect of those power outages that caused Texas refineries to shut down or cut operations last month. The price at the pump has climbed 72 cents since Thanksgiving. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kaifen, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.